Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to a 90-minute election coverage special. My producer just walked in the studio. Yeah, she was just in Beverly Hills, you know, working all day. Just kidding. No, she works for a living. She actually has to pay for, she works so she can pay for all the free stuff that all the Democrats get. Remember, folks, Revelation chapter 3, it says we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. And behold, I place you an open door that no one can shut. Remember, I know you have little strength, but you've kept my word and not denied my name. And what an election. This is going to be, I think, the biggest in our nation, in our history. And I'm going to get into some states that no one's talking about. They're having lines in Pennsylvania like 4 or 5 hours long. In conservative areas, Florida, the same way. People are voting in records. They've had over 100 million people have already voted pre this. Now, one of the big things is are they going to not have, well, are we going to not have enough? Or is it going to be like, well, there's too many outstanding votes, so, because remember in 2016, well, it's too close to, you know, Fox News is like, okay, Pennsylvania has gone for Trump. We can officially say that Pennsylvania has gone. And you go to MSNBC, flip it over. Well, you know, Pennsylvania is just too close to call right now. We cannot call it. We don't, you know, the margin is, we can't call it. Fox News has learned that Trump has won Ohio. We can put it in the books. You go to CNN. Well, Ohio's just too close to call right now. We don't, and that's like 10 minutes after it's already been declared Trump's. Well, it's too close to call. We just, and so it's one of those things that makes you go, wow.
How long have the cats been out?
Like 2 hours plus. But it's one of those things that this is like every 4 years you get like the Olympics. And it's just like my Super Bowl. I'm fascinated. And one thing that really, what's really cool to check out is go to 270towin.com and it's neat to look up. You can look up any state. When was the last time they voted Republican? Joe's up to like, it goes to 72, which is about as relevant as you need to go back. Like the governorship, the stateship, Senate, House, who's what, you know, and everyone's talking about, you know, can Trump take Pennsylvania? Of course he can. Can Trump take New York? Could New York finally go red? Well, New York's gone red.
Have you seen the rallies in Beverly Hills?
Oh, yeah, huge.
LA? California. Honey, I'm not holding my breath. There ain't anything.
They did. They went for Reagan in 84 and 88. So it's not like they have never gone red.
Right.
That's the problem. People act like New York's never voted red ever. Well, New York, for the first time in its history, ever voted red. They voted for Reagan. Remember in 84 with Walter Mondale where it was a landslide. No one is talking about this is my opinion. The biggest state, and I'm going to get into this right now. I'm going to look into. I want to show. Let me get to this real quick. Minnesota, and their 10 electoral votes is the state that I am watching the closest. They have not gone red since the Nixon-McGovern election where Nixon won every state but Massachusetts. if he can flip Minnesota, and I think there's evidence to show that, it's going to be huge. I mean, granted, like Kansas since 72 has been red every year. You look at it from this standpoint, I really believe this is Minnesota is one of the most pivotal because, you know, North Carolina has gone red in the past in recent years. So has New York in 88 and stuff like that. In 84, you have states like, you know, 84 was the last time New York went red, but that's pretty recent. I wasn't even alive the last time Minnesota went red. You know, it's going to be very interesting because I look at it like this. I look at it like this because I'm like, well, could California go red? They have. They went red for Reagan both times.
Do you think they're going to?
I think they can. I think they will, yeah.
You're saying California's going Trump.
Yeah. If you look at those rallies in Beverly, see the problem, because I was talking to a buddy of mine that lives out there, and there's like the, because there's a lot of people that want to divide California. And the reason why is because this big chunk of the state is social, they're communist. They want what Cuba has. Come into our, everything should be free. Come across the border, you're going to get everything free. You should get medical and everything. The other half of the state, those people make Trump look like he's a liberal. They're that conservative. And he goes, well, we're a big portion. We're like bigger than Rhode Island, but we don't get a say because these liberals dominate us. And I'm like, and he goes, a lot of people want to have it divided up, at least for the electoral vote. Okay, let's
look
say this.
Pittsburgh. I mean, look at Pennsylvania, and you get like one, You get one major, you get one state and huge, like New York. You have New York City that's liberal, and the rest of it's conservative.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, when
you
that.
You got to do something.
When that liberal section controls 90% of the state.
Right. What do you do?
Yeah, and that's how California is. There's big areas of major conservatives, but they're outweighed by that big Beverly Hills, LA, San Francisco area. And it's like, and like, there's a lot of people that want to divide it up so that, hey, our voices are heard. And I can see that. If you live in a state where, okay, this big, where, okay, 3/4 of the people live here and they're all liberal, but 90% of the state is occupied by Republicans, conservatives, independents, libertarians, but since their population is 1/4 of what this little tiny area is, they don't count per se. And that's huge. And that's something that has to, and I think there's like a lot of people in California, they want to have that. They want to have it in a way that, okay, we're California, but the electoral votes are divided by area, divided by three areas, so that we can be heard because we're very liberal, and we're always heard. But hey, they're conservative and they're not heard. And it's like, how do you rectify that? Because if you live in California, okay, well, and a lot of people, especially in the area of, I know some people that lived in San Diego that, like, they had to leave because it's like, I mean, this is how bad it is. You know that black and white photo where it has Biden and he goes to Detroit and he goes, hey, pal, I don't work for you. That's come up as fake on my face. One of my friends, I shared it and it goes, this is misleading. It's not necessarily false, but it's not really true either. And they want to get people to act like it's, well, it's not really the truth, but it's not really fake either, you know. It's kind of, because he said that, but that's not really what he meant, you know. I'm not working for, like, I'm, you know, yeah. No, he's saying that, See, in 48 years, Joe Biden's made one job, and that was for Hunter Biden. He got him one job. I can tell you right now, that's what they're trying to do. Like when Junior had 30 hours of testimony, they're trying to get him to slip up. Well, he said 301. This time he said 302. They're trying to entrap. They've been trying to, this whole, I mean, and I hope this election, which I think it's going to be, but I hope this is not another 2016 where they spend 4 years trying to investigate Trump because they can't, because they want to overturn the results of the elections. I mean, but I do think, I mean, one of my big, I have a source in New York and he thinks they might go, because there are people leaving like it's like a flood. It's kind of like opening up Hoover Dam, you know. It's that bad, people leaving New York. And they could go red because they're done. That's why when you look at, no one's going to, look at Kamala Harris. She's the VP, the first one pretty much of the declared Democrats that tried to run for president that was instantly, no one wants her because she's too radical. She's too freaking radical. And you're going to tell me that's why they have her. Because when Biden, the 25th Amendment, 30, the 1% chance he gets in, bam, done. They're going to use that 25th Amendment and try to get her in. And then that radical person that no one would knowingly vote for or elect is now your president. How do you get socialism in this country if no one's going to want it or buy it? Call liberalism. I don't use that term socialism that much anymore because everyone said, well, Canada's socialist. That's why I use, because that's what they want. And I've used this phrase before called it's just. And what I mean by that phrase, the two words, it's just, well, it's just a penny tax. Come on. Roads for everyone. Don't you want to have roads for everyone? It's just a penny. Well, let's add 10 cents. Let's get houses for everyone. It's just 10 cents. Come on. And then before you know it, it's just give your whole paycheck away. Come on. You want health care for everyone, don't you? Look at those people coming across the border illegally. Don't tell me you don't want to help them. You want health care for them. Come on. Shouldn't they go to school? Come on, it's just a $100,000 tax. It's just a mask. Come on, it's just a vaccine. It's not really false that we're taking it down because it's misleading. It's just everything. And before you know it, where'd my paycheck go? What's this bill for? Oh yeah, because that it's just that one penny tax. Now you owe more than you're getting paid in taxes. So at the end of the year, we're going to come to collect the money that you probably won't have because you ain't getting a paycheck. But it was just a penny tax, and you agreed it. You agreed for it. They just want to. It's just a background check on guns. That's all it is. Trust me. We're just gonna slowly get rid of fossil fuels. We're not going to eliminate them. We're not getting rid of the police. It's just a little bit of defunding of the police. That's it. And then before you know it, you ain't got no police. There's no fossil fuels.
We're going to re-educate the police. We're going to defund.
It's just a little gun legislation. Don't you want to make sure that, and then before you know it, you can't have a gun. But it started, they just want to get a little, their foot in the door to your freedom. And then next thing, what? Don't you want to protect people with a mask? Come on, it's just a mask. I think 200,000 people died. Dude, the blood's on your hands for not wearing a mask, you know? And that's the problem. And when you look at this election, the houses, we have to take the house back.
I think that's a, I don't know. And I think your good friend, Sheila Klinker.
Yeah. Lord help us.
That old hag is up for re-election. I hope Haas gets it.
Yeah, me too. And that's the problem when you look at so many Senate races.
She's been in there for
ever.
20 terms.
Yeah.
You know that she's had 20 terms?
Yeah.
How is that legal? We need term limits.
Yeah, we do.
If they can have term limits on the president, they can have term limits on how many times they run. They can have term limits on the House and the Senate.
They should.
And state and local.
Yep, exactly.
It's not, I want it state and local and federal. I want term limits on all of them.
Yeah, I know. That's what needs to happen. And I've heard through one of my sources, and I've heard this from a couple people I've talked to today that have told me that, like, I don't care if it's a Walter Mondale Reagan election or if it's a Nixon McGovern, we're not going to concede. Nope, I don't care. No, we're not going to. Nope, we're not going to do it. We're not going to. Nope, don't. I don't care if they declare Trump. Nope, we're not accepting that. We're going to still fight it. We got our attorneys. We're going to be going after it.
Well, Hillary Clinton told Joe Biden that a couple months ago.
And his campaign managers come out that we're not really going to concede tonight under any circumstances.
They already got lawsuits going in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
For one, the lieutenant governor, secretary of state has already said Biden has won Pennsylvania. They're not even done voting. How can she come out come out and say that he won?
Well, I don't know if you heard this, but this is on the radio today, that your voter registration signature does not have to match the one that when you sign to vote. They don't have to match in Pennsylvania. How does that make sense? Normally, they match your signature, and it should be pretty close to the one that you did when you signed your voter registration to register to vote. They should match. But if they don't even come close to matching, you could have two different names, and it's acceptable. In Pennsylvania. But then in Pennsylvania, too, you can mail in your ballot 5 days after the election or something. It's like 4 or 5 days. And it's postmarked. They'll still allow it. How does that make sense? Like that video that kid did where he walked around New York City and asked all these white people about voter ID and all this, like a couple years ago. What do you think? I mean, is it racist that you have to make black people use voter ID and this and that? And I mean, well, you know, yeah, they can't get IDs, and they ask all these black people, I got an ID, I got all this stuff, what the hell? Who's telling us, who's telling these kids, these white people, that you can't have, that we can't get IDs, we can't get this? And that's what makes this crazy, because I guarantee you it's not black people offended by Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's. It's not Native Americans that are offended by all these, like, Washington Redskins and
It's these woke white people.
It's these woke white people are like, oh, I got to kiss your feet because I have white privilege. I honestly see a red wall. I see a landslide. If you just take these rallies, for example, Trump is packing them in like crazy. If they've gone out and voted, and I think they have. I mean, I've never seen people at a voting. There was a guy that had a truck, like where I used to vote, because I voted at a church this time, but I still voted about 2 weeks ago. But at the fire station number 5, where I usually vote, there was a guy that had a truck with an American flag, a Trump flag. And I'm like, when you have the LGBT standing for Trump, that's huge. And that's one of the big things, because so many people are like, he's racist, he's this, he's that. I mean, and I just pray for a peaceful election. Because no matter who wins, this is our country. I don't understand this notion of Trump won, so I don't like the outcome of the election, so I'm just going to trash this country. I mean, do they really not get it? I mean, I don't get it. But, I mean, I really think it's going to be, I think Minnesota is a key state to watch. And the reason why I say that, again, is when Nixon beat McGovern and the only state he lost was Massachusetts, they have not gone red since. These states that they act like, well, Pennsylvania. Look at Pennsylvania. They've gone red in 1980, 84, and 88. They haven't gone red since 88 until 2016. But that's where we're at, though. I mean, you look at, like, some of these states that, like, they say are crucial. I mean, granted, I'm not discounting a state like New York with its 29 electoral votes, but they have gone red in 72, 80, and 84. So they have, in somewhat recent, have gone red. They've done it recently. You know, it's not like a Kansas that has gone basically red since 72, and I'm only going back to 72. So, you know, like Indiana is pretty much, except for 2008, they've gone basically red. But you take a California, for example. California, they've gone red in 88. But since 92, see, a lot of states, I feel like in 1988, they thought Bush was going to be another Reagan. And when he turned out not to be, that's when they said, okay. And then the Democratic wave started. And then, I mean, you look at, like take a state like Colorado. With their 9 electoral votes. They have gone in 96, 2000, 2004, they've gone red. So they have gone red recently. You know, granted, they've gone the last three elections Democrat, including for Hillary Clinton in 2016. But there's a lot of states that, like, are, that's what I'm saying. When you look at all these states, you look at, like, in Connecticut, they went red in 88. Minnesota, like I said, it's been since 72. They've been so long since they've gone red that if he can flip Minnesota, that's a big, big, big state. I'm sorry, I keep harping on it, but it is. It's huge. And when you look at some of these House seats, it's so compact to where, okay, in this area, like, it's going to be like, I would love to see, I don't know how, like, in California, there are these areas that, okay, they're red 100%, and they're 100% blue. Well, Nancy Pelosi, I mean, I have to vote for her, but I wish she was more left. I mean, she's not left at all to me. I mean, she's like a conservative to me. You know, I mean, I want to have, like, a Kim Jong-un. Because look at Illinois. They're a big chunk of Illinois is red. But they have that one little section that has the big, huge chunk of the votes are blue area, Chicago, and all that surrounding area. It's like 90%. Conservative, it's like 95% conservative, except for a little area to the left, and then Chicago. I'd say about 92% conservative, and then Chicago and some on the left. I mean, I think there's more of California that's conservative than anything, but the major, major chunk where 90% of people live, that's And since they have that, okay, the House and Senate is a bang. They get, and it's going to be, you know, and that's the thing. We're going to have to win some of these seats that are heavily democratically controlled in the House. I think we can retain the Senate. I think we can do that. But I still think, I just don't know. I think it's 233 to 201 in the House in the battle for control. And there's, I think there's just we got to get some of these leaning and likelies to switch over. But, you know, I mean, with the 233 to 201, we need to get some of these seats that are. But when you look at, like, Washington State and everything that's going on, like in San Diego and stuff like that, and in Portland, how can people not say, how can I vote for Hillary Clinton? I mean, like that type of person, Nancy Pelosi, basically, how can we vote for her again? What is she? Yeah. I mean, some of those House and Senate seats in those areas, if they stay Democrat, I don't know what.
Can I ask this?
Yeah.
Have you heard how is Schiff doing? In his, how is Pelosi? Is there a chance for them to lose their seat? Schiff, Pelosi, Waters was actually lying on her candidate and showing that she was lying. He got dishonorably discharged. No, he didn't. He served for 13 years.
Yeah. From what I've heard and what people have told me, with like Nancy Pelosi, I don't know how people can still vote for her. Like, how they believe she'll retain her seat but half. You know, how can she retain her seat? And that's, I mean, but then again, when I showed people the videos of Biden and stuff and him saying, okay, hey, that prosecutor, if you don't get rid of that prosecutor, you're done. And lo and behold, that guy going after Biden, some bitch is fired. You know, and so what? Who cares? I don't care. There are people that no matter what Nancy Pelosi does, oh, she's great. Yeah, I love needles in the parking lot and in the streets and feces everywhere.
Typhoid.
Yeah, typhoid. Oh.
I remember one time I can get him in. Go.
I remember my doctor was talking about this dude had some issue. Dude had some issue. And there was an old timer. And he goes, and this young doctor goes, yeah, you got to talk to this. Yeah, I need you to look at this guy, man. There's something majorly wrong. I can't figure it out. And he had, like, measles or something that, like, has almost been eradicated. And he goes, oh, he's got measles. All you got to do is do this. Because he was an old-timer, and he dealt with it. This new guy never had. You're having stuff like that in California that's, like, been eradicated. Anyone should be able to come into this country free.
You know, that's why... What breaks my heart and my job the most is when the family and when people basically throw people away just because they're old and they don't remember. And they, you know.
Yeah.
Not only would you be surprised on what they do remember, you'd be surprised on what now you can still gain even if they have Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Just a few words can get them to tell you a story about what they did when they were young that could change your life or your perspective.
Yeah, it is. And I've shared this many times, and I've talked about this on the conversation, when that guy from Iran goes, when you have no idea how privileged you sound, my brother, because when you live in a top-down, dictatorial, third-term regime country, you have no idea, you know, how privileged, because you don't know anything about oppression. My dad will tell you all day long about oppression. And these kids don't understand. I mean, I'm loving it because I got a guy talking in my ear, and he's like, in Arizona, they are having massive turnouts. This is... I mean, the turnout we're having now should be every – I wish we had turnouts like this in the midterms when you have, okay, here's 10 Republicans, here's 10 Democrats, and you're deciding between which Democrat you want for – okay, and then out of that, okay, he wins the – he's the Democrat nominee for sheriff. He's the Republican nominee for sheriff, and then you vote. Because there have been, especially North Carolina, they've had some very, very great, Tea Party people that have been up for nomination, but because no one goes out during these midterms and votes, the Republican as usual gets in. And then he's the one that you have to vote for against this Democrat. And he's an established politician as usual, instead of, because no one goes in May for these midterms and votes when they have the chance to get some of these people that try to make it. And that's big. That's huge. And because there's not much turnout for these midterm elections, because, oh, it's only the midterms. Only, you know, okay, you can only vote for the Republicans since you're or a Democrat, or Democrats, whatever the case may be. And if this guy is a Tea Party type person, great. Great. But he doesn't go nowhere because only a handful of people vote, and they vote the establishment. It's like that Eddie Murphy movie, Distinguished Gentleman. Who do you vote for? Johnson. That's the name our Alzheimer's patients can remember. And the guy gets in just by the name because they don't even know their congressman died, and they just vote Johnson.
Right. Because they have the same name.
Yeah. And that's the problem. You get some really great candidates that go in these midterms, but they get nowhere because only the handful of people that vote, they vote for the establishment Republican. Or they don't, you know, we've had some great libertarian candidates to run for governor. And what's funny is I've not seen for the Woodrow Myers, I've not seen any commercials for him, the Democrat in Indiana. I've seen more campaign commercials and stuff for Darlene Rainwater, the libertarian who I voted for, than Holcomb. I've only seen a couple, but the ones I hear from Holcomb are like, the NRA supports me, the pro-life people support me, da-da-da.
He didn't even have the guts to go to pro-life himself. He said the lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
That's how much of a wussy he is.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, when you look at Indiana, we've gone Democrat with governors in the past.
And I tell you why, it wouldn't surprise me if we do it now. I don't think Holcomb's going to get it.
There's a lot, because he's going to have a big announcement Wednesday. Cause I'm from Indiana, folks, and there's going to be, because he's looking at, like, in England, like, we need to lock back down because we have a 99% survival rate virus that's going to kill us all. Isn't it funny how all these progressives and liberals in the government, you've never heard of any of them? Or very few having COVID, but Trump got it, his son got it, his wife got it, his staff got it, his team members got it. There have been Republicans who have gotten it, but I've not heard. Maybe, I'm not saying no. Let me rephrase that. I've never heard of a Democrat that has come down with COVID or admitted it. They may have, but I have not heard. And that's a big thing, you know. I don't, you know, and it's like, I've been, so many of my friends have, like, it's called the election infection for a reason. No, it's not. It's 200,000 people. And everyone harps on this 200,000 people, 200,000 people, 200,000 people. I couldn't vote for Trump. He screwed up. What did Trump do wrong with COVID-19? He did something. Democrats did nothing for H1N1. But at least I have one of my friends like, well, I couldn't vote for Biden, but I won't vote for Trump. So he voted for like this one candidate that's getting like 1% of the vote. And as far as I know, in Indiana, he would have had to have written him in, because in Indiana,
there's only two.
Yeah, there's only two. He's not even
and
on
I
the
don't
ballot.
Even know that they gave you an option for write-in.
I did. Yeah. You can put, but if you have to write someone in, that means they're not even on the ballot in the state, which means you might be one of the only people that votes for. Yeah, it's the biggest waste. Yeah, it's not even like there's a guy in Vermont every year that ran with the Green Party candidate. Well, if you legalize cannabis, it can be your fuel, your food. Like, you could sustain yourself on nothing but cannabis for clothing. Food, medicine, everything.
You might have gotten a text message. Maybe not. I got this thing. I can't remember what her name was. Tasha something. She's running for a representative think, in the lower part of Indiana. She wasn't even on our ballot, but she somehow got my phone number. Mainly, I'm messing with people in Michigan's polls because I'm getting people asking my dad or my mom or me, are you voting for this person? And it's from Michigan. Okay. And I mess with them.
Yeah.
And this woman was talking about how she was how she's for marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care. If you're pro-abortion and pro-marijuana, I'm sorry. Me being able, I can hide in my four walls and smoke a little funky weed. I would rather do that than let somebody go kill a baby.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
No, I told her I didn't. Well, I'm a veteran. I don't care who my dad was. And?
Yes.
What does that make me? Like my dad would say, what does that make me? Left-handed?
Yeah.
I was left-handed. He would say, what does that make me? It took me years to get that joke. But, and it was like, really?
That's what I hate, like, well, we got to vote for Biden because on day one he's going to legalize pot. So what? I don't believe it, but I'm not going to vote for someone.
No, he's not. Could you imagine the outrage? I don't see that happening. I don't see him legalizing pot. It might help his mentally if he would just smoke some of the wacky weed.
Yeah. Hey, I might be able to understand them better.
Yeah.
I mean, at least if he was high, I could say, well, that's why. And he had a brownie before he came out. No wonder we can't understand them. It's the shrooms, you know. But I mean, seriously, folks, I got about 52 minutes left. Thank you so much for tuning into this election night special. It's my Super Bowl. It's what I live for. It's like I'll probably be going to work on like 1 hour sleep. But
why are you? I'm surprised you're doing your show at this time. I thought you'd either do it later.
Because I wanted to have.
While you're watching the returns.
Because I wanted to talk about things. Because I've not heard one person talk about, well, if he flips North Carolina, well, North Carolina's gone red in the last 10 years. New York.
Oh, they're saying Hannity and Limbaugh think North Carolina's going to go for Trump.
That's common sense. Minnesota is a state that hasn't gone red since 72. I wasn't even alive, and I'm 45 years old. And there's talk about it, especially through Mike Lindell, because that's his home state. He's seeing a lot of, and if a state like that, Reagan couldn't even turn Minnesota in that landslide against Walter Mondale. Yeah, my wife's like, wonder why. I just wanted to do, because I want to, I thought about doing even like a 120, but I'm like, this is good. Because like back when I did it before, I did it, but I worked at like 10 o'clock. So I just wanted to, that way I can sit and relax and I can give my thoughts and my opinions. And when you look at,
I'm going to watch the returns, but I can't get to him Go on, I'm sorry.
But no, we're in the studio. My wife opened up the door of the studio, and my cat won't come in.
The cats were out of the door outside when I came in. I'm trying to get them in.
But it's just one of those things, folks. I just think Minnesota, no one's talking about it, and it hasn't gone red in forever. And all these states, like, well, going back to 88, Trump's won in some of these states had like, or even in 2000, they've gone red, but they act like some of these states have never gone red before. And like, well, could a Republican finally win in California or New York? Well, they've gone red. I mean, now Kansas going blue, that would be like, holy cow. It's one of those things. It's one of those things that if a Kansas ever went blue, then you'd be like, oh, wow, we're screwed. But I don't, all these polls, well, Trump, I'm hearing the same rhetoric when I was watching a bunch of the little things today and yesterday and the day before that, like, Well, that's about a 52% chance for Biden, you know, maybe 40%. I really don't see, I mean, Trump is going to have to do something that he didn't even do in 2016 to win. Because, you know, Biden, I mean, our early polling has Biden and our early has Biden way out ahead. I mean, I don't even know. And the same crap with Hillary Clinton. They said the same crap. Well, you know, I mean, Trump, Indiana and Kentucky usually go Republican, but not guaranteed, you know. But other than that, he might get those two states, maybe Kansas, maybe, but I don't know how. I mean, but then you watch like the Young Turks. Well, I don't see a bleeping landslide. Crap. I think it's going to have to be a landslide even bigger than 2016, or else they're going to try to contest it. Well, wait a minute. Are there enough?
New Hampshire, 61-35, Trump.
And that's his home state.
Yep. That's New Hampshire. Well, Delaware's his home state. Biden's. Not New Hampshire.
Oh, I'm thinking, yeah, never mind. But it's in that area.
A Biden moment, huh?
Yeah, I had to do that. I had to have my Biden moment. But, like, to me, I mean, granted, like, Florida and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin and Arizona and Michigan, they're like, you know, but when you look at it, if Reagan...
Indiana, 62-33, Trump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my wife is doing some... I'm watching Right Side Broadcasting and listening, and I got a little bit, and then I had a buddy was talking to me earlier, and he's like... He goes, I see him getting Pennsylvania, I guarantee it. He's bringing back their jobs. You got to remember something. Kentucky is Republican. So is, like, Indiana and Kansas. But Pennsylvania, they're the steel belt. When he's bringing back the jobs that they're known for, hey, I got a job again. Sold. You know, 56% of Americans, 56% say that they're better off. I mean, you got to remember something, folks, with this election here, it's not, and I was the only one screaming at this. I hated when they had these posters. Well, here's the gas price. Well, I was tired of paying $4 a gallon for gas, and right before the election, right when the elections happened, gas was down to like $1.80 a gallon, $1.90 a gallon. And I'm like, yeah, thanks to George Bush, we got a dollar something. What do you mean? For 8 years of his presidency, it was $4 a gallon gas. But right before the election,
Indiana's gone completely red. 70% for the Senate, the House, 70% for Holcomb, 70% for Trump. Indiana's completely red. Kentucky is in the middle. First polls close in 17 minutes.
For Kentucky?
It said all over.
Okay. Wow, so Holcomb win. Well, I
think I got my hopes up, hoping Rainmeyer would get it.
I want to see the actual totals. Like I said, 99% of it might, like, the Democrat usually never has, but even like when we had Frank O'Bannon and some of those Democrats in the past, they were a blue dog. So they were very conservative.
I almost had you. What do you want to do for dinner? I'm starving.
I am too.
Are you going till when?
7:30. You want to order something?
We have no money.
But yeah, it's crazy, folks. I mean, and. It's crazy because when you look at this country, the state, and everything, you know, I thought I can't wait to see the actual final numbers on this election night for Indiana, because I want to see how Rainwater actually fared in the very end, because there was so much, but I think there's too many people that like my, it's a Trump thing. They don't, well, here's Trump. Do we trust him? Do we trust him? I don't know. I really don't think you're going to get a libertarian that's going to sit there and like really hold weight. I mean, granted, we're Indiana State, so Trump is going to win Indiana, I could guarantee. But I thought maybe Rainwater might do something. So, one second, folks. Yeah, it's just one of those things, folks, that, like, I was hoping Rainwater might do something. I really did, but because there's, I mean, if he got, a, I mean, if he got like 10% of the vote, then that's about average. But it's like, but so many people are steadfast of like, this is what they do. This is what they do. Take it or leave it, you know, no matter what happens.
Okay. That's what you want to do. Do your show. We'll figure it out later, I
guess. Yeah. Oh, folks. I don't know. I mean, if Indiana's any indication, I don't see how any, I don't.
New Hampshire's gone all red too. Governor, Senate.
Yeah.
I don't know how, what was it before? Was it Democrat before?
I can do the history right now.
Kentucky might know. It's right kind of 40, 50.
Well, New Hampshire's been blue since 2000.
It's red now. I don't know how many.
Four electoral votes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Kentucky?
Kentucky, let me see here. Kentucky, they are pretty red. The last time they went Democrat twice for Bill Clinton, but they've been red since 2000.
Okay, then they could go. How many people?
They have 8 electoral votes.
Those are the only 3 that they're talking about, Indiana, New Hampshire, and Kentucky right now. Virginia, they got 10 minutes till they close.
Yeah.
And they're going to talking about Georgia and Virginia right now.
Yeah.
If he gets Pennsylvania and Florida, Biden's done.
Yeah.
Do you think he will concede, or do you think he'll listen to the idiot?
If it's too big, he has to concede or else he'll look like a jackass.
Well, look what Hillary looked like.
Yeah.
And she's been on the bitter cart for 4 years.
Yeah, she's right, right. They've been trying to, what did you say, that overturn the election results?
Right.
But you saw that thing, that missing content, that post about Biden that I shared?
I don't know.
Well, remember where Biden in the black and white, where it goes, hey, I don't work for you, pal.
Yeah.
That's come back as fake and misleading.
But he said it.
Missing content. The same information was checked by another post by an independent fact checker.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, when you look at like a state like, I mean, we got 11 electoral votes with Indiana, which is good. But you take, you know, Delaware, that's only 3. And they're usually, let me see, like a lot of the South, I think. So, I mean, like you take, like all the Southern states, I think, any, because the Southern states, anybody that, like, Texas is going to go red because, hey, we're getting back oil. We're producing stuff. And the fact that he's trying to bring oil and natural gas and stuff back to these states. I mean, like, you take Georgia and it's 16 electoral votes. They have not gone blue since 92. And that's one of the, there were not many states that went, like, a lot of them, you know, it was one of the states that went Clinton the first time, not the second time. And that's huge, because you look at this election, and I keep harping on this, but it's like, you know, I think if Minnesota can go to Trump, then it's going to be a landslide, because no Republican has gotten that since 72. I think it's going to be a pretty big landslide. I really do think it's going to be a big, I think it's going to be amazing. I hope it's big enough that it can be decided tonight, and they can't play these political card games. And I think they're going to try to do that. I really do. I think there's going to be like, well, you know, and it's going to be the same old rhetoric. Like if you go to CNN, well, we can't call it yet. Ohio is too close to call. They have given Ohio to Trump. It's guaranteed. Well, it's too close to call. And that's what they did. They kept all these states that they kept saying, what's too close to call, too close to call. And it turned out that, And I mean, whenever when I was listening to Rush or Sean or Mark Levin or any of these people, it's like, maybe 84, 88 is not that, is not, to me, that's closer than 72, but like, you know, New York has gone red, and with what's going on and people leaving that state in droves. Now some people will say, okay, well, they're leaving in droves. Is that leaving only like, are the conservative type people leaving and the only ones left are the liberals, or is it just like, hey, man, I'm done? You know, I mean, the turnout, I think, has been phenomenal, which, it should be, but, you know, the talk that I've heard, like, in Illinois is, it's going to be, you're going to have a big red wave in the midsection of Illinois state, like in where Bloomington, Illinois, and all that is, but they're like county, country little towns, and then you got this, like, New York, kind of like this Chicago, and there you go. Okay, we're 90% of the vote. And it just frustrates me because it's like, okay, well, look at how much area Illinois takes up. Well, Chicago doesn't take up hardly any of the area. But they control a big chunk of how that state votes. And hey, we're all conservative in this part, but this little section that's so concentrated with all these people, liberal. It's going to be, I just, you know, because usually, I mean, you can almost always, Okay, there are states like Kansas. You might as well just make them red because they're going to go red. If you look at an electoral map, bam, Kansas is going to go red. Indiana, New Hampshire, Kentucky. You can start adding them up. I mean, Texas has to go. I mean, how can you? They're you know, the lifeblood of their economy is the oil industry, and he's bringing it back. Bam. You know, I just think Minnesota is one that if it goes red, in Minnesota, it's going to be a blowout landslide. I can tell you that right now. That is a state to watch. If that goes red, let me tell you, it's going to be a Ronald Reagan landslide. It's going to be a Nixon landslide. Because if he can flip Minnesota, then he could flip California and New York and some of these very, very liberal states. But like you take like Oregon and Washington State, there are parts of it that this super concentrated area here that has the 90% of the population is super liberal, but the big majority of the state that like 90% of the land that has a quarter of the people is all conservative. It's going to be interesting to see. Because, like, I think, and I'm going to say this, you might keep saying it 100 times, but great. You know, everyone talk, well, like, New York. It'd be great if it goes red, and I think it can, with all the crap that's going on there. But they've gone red since the 80s. So has California. It's been since the 70s. And that's my trigger state. If Minnesota goes red, it's going to be a landslide. If it doesn't, then I think it's going to be it could be a long night. I'm not saying it's going to be a long night, but I think they're preparing in case it's really, really close. If they can, well, we got to contest this. We got to contest that. And we just can't. And that's the problem in a lot of these states is you have like a majority of the states Republican, but this big populous area, which is really like 1% of the state, they're all the liberals and bang. You know, from what my sources are telling me, Florida looks like it'll go Trump. The lifeblood of Texas is oil. It's going to go Trump. The thing that people with, like, when you look at these, like the Unity Bridge, the Trump Unity Bridge, is going to go, you know, can enough of the people like Scott Baio types go out and make their voices known for Trump? I see that. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. And and a lot of these things, I don't think they're going to... Well, we want to make sure, because, I mean, we need states like Indiana that are such a blowout that, okay, there would have to be 3/4 of the... Okay, every vote that... Even if there's 1 million votes that are outstanding, it's going to change the numbers but not change who won. And that's what we're looking for. That's what we got to look for. And I really do think that that's something that has to happen. And it depends, because like Indiana is very, very red. And he has, and well, they're not ready, because there's a lot of people that what they're going to say is, well, technically there's too many outstanding ballots. We can't just pick one or the other. You know, it's got to be something that we're okay when Trump wins, he wins to where you're going to have a crap load of ballots. If you don't, sorry. You know, it's going to have to be, these states are going to have to be to where, okay, unless you're going to find like 2 million votes, Trump's won it, because they're going to try. And it's because even when it's, because some of these only have like this much in, that much in, you know, the percentage of people, this much in, that much in, you know, because they say that Indiana, there's only 8% in, and I don't know how Indiana goes anywhere but Trump. There's too many.
Oh, it's like 70. I mean, they've already got Fox State. They got it checked, I think. Or is that new? They're doing Florida. Florida's already at 65.
Yeah.
And stuff.
If you look at what my buddy told, I talked to a guy today.
I think it's going to be a landslide.
Yeah. I honestly say, like, if he gets Minnesota, I guarantee it's going to be like 49 states. It's going to be that huge.
I think he's even going to get Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh, I can. There was a poll that now it's like up to like, there's like 60% of the population say they're way better off. I don't, even the people that don't really care for Trump, like, hey, guess what? I'm better off. This is one thing, and I told this to my buddy today. I'm like, every year, like when George Bush was president, you had $3 a gallon gas, and right before the election, the gas went down to like a dollar something. And I'm like, Trump has had a dollar something a gallon gas to $2 for like the last 3 years.
Yeah.
It's not like the gas is going like this, and oh, dearie, right before the election, the magical gas price goes down. I wonder why.
Right.
And people are noticing that. People are noticing that they're getting more in their paycheck.
From what they are just saying now, there's only one House seat is going that I have seen that the Democrats are doing. And that is like a 40 to 35, you know.
Yeah.
Skills. I mean, they're not even calling it. That's just the percentages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think this is going to be the biggest red wave. I'm like, I don't know what the Democrats are going to do. They're
yeah.
going to lose. They're going to go ape crazy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hate to say this, but like when you watch 2016 and you watch that Young Turks, I swear they bought what they were told, because like I don't see no landslide coming. Like we were guaranteed.
Right.
Like they like. All these people told us that there was going to be a landslide with Hillary Clinton. I don't see it. And that was the problem. Everyone like, oh, guess what? Everyone, all these polls have Hillary Clinton in every single solitary state. She's going to get all 50. And then when Kentucky came in and Indiana came in, and then, well, you have to win. He has to win Georgia. Trump has, we can call Georgia for Trump. Well, so what? He has to win Florida.
Florida. It's gone for Trump.
Yeah. Then every time.
Yes, win Michigan. Yes, win Pennsylvania.
Yes, win. Every time they said, well, he has to win Kansas. Well, he just won Kansas. Well, crap. Well, he has to win Iowa. He won. And every time they thought, and they sit there, and what I like when in the beginning when they have like all these states that they know 100% guaranteed. Okay, they've always gone blue. you know, that they can pretty much sum it up. They're like, they get like four states and look at this, Biden is ahead. I've got 23 minutes left on my things, folks, and thank you so much for tuning in to this election night coverage. It's a fun night. I sometimes do it later, but I'm like, you know, I want to relax tonight because I got to work in the morning. If I got to be up at 4 a.m. and I like what these liberals said, you know what? I think about 9 o'clock, I'll be popping champagne. Someone said like 9:30. I'm like, I don't even think Trump at 9:30 you're going to have even a – I think it might be – I would love to say at 9:30, okay, it's guaranteed. But I – you know, so I don't see anybody at 9 o'clock popping champagne saying, one, chink, I don't think they'll have enough of the states in – to call it one way or the other. So, you know, but, you know, but right now with 8% of the vote in, 57.7 to like 41 for Trump in Florida. So, but that's one, you know, I mean, and you wonder how much of the vote tallies, like, if you have, like, if you have, like, let's say 5 million votes in your city, in your state that voted early, and they already counted, and are those already factored in? Like, is New Hampshire with the 1% in, is that including?
Georgia, 62% Trump, 30%
Biden.
The only one that they... I don't understand because they have Biden at 40%, Trump at 50%, but they're saying Virginia is going for Biden.
I don't. Well, there's only 1% of the vote in.
Is, well, what does that check mean?
That would mean that they think he's going to get it.
That's who they're saying is getting. But Georgia, 62% for Trump.
I don't know.
How many points is Virginia?
Virginia.
And I'm sorry, I shouldn't be in.
No, I'm loving this. Virginia is, why don't I remember? That's 13 electoral votes.
Okay. Yeah, we can give him a bone. But yeah. Kentucky has just called Trump.
Yeah.
And I'm watching Fox, and that Donna, whatever her name is.
Oh, I can't stand that.
I can't stand her. She's at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
They have Ken Starr or something like that, or no, Karl Rove.
Karl Rove.
He's
yeah.
telling a story about how many, you know, because he's worked for the Bushes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And stuff, and he's telling a story, and she's just sitting there. I mean. It was just a funny story. She can't even smile or be pleasant.
Yeah, I know.
Because she knows she's getting they're getting kicked. They're getting their butts kicked.
Yeah.
It's not going to be what they thought it was.
Yeah, so it's going to be, I don't know. I don't know how they're calling Virginia already. I don't know, because, like, from what I'm understanding, they don't even have, like, not even half the votes in. Yeah, the Democrat got 23.4% in Indiana. The House, yes. Indiana, the House, 63.9 to 31.2, Banks. Yes, sweet. At Pence, not bad. It's what I expect, and you know, and when you, what scares me is when you look at this moving forward. I just don't, I don't know, because I just hope there's nothing that ties up states to, well, there's too many outstanding ballots that we can't determine a winner, and yeah, because like, I mean, we basically, the Electoral College is what determines, not the popular vote. I need to look into this, because they're saying that Virginia is going for Biden, and it has Trump with a way higher percentage. It must be something where, okay, this area is conservative, but then the major populous area is all Democrats, so there you go, bye-bye. That's the only thing I can suggest, is it's a Chicago, where right now they've voted everyone in the 95% of the state, and they're all conservative, but then that one little tiny small area of Chicago that's in Illinois, since that's 99% of the vote, spam, that's going to, and that's what I'm assuming. So, let me see this. See if they haven't, no. Let me see how Virginia votes. Okay, I want to see, like, where we're at with the election for Virginia, and it's like, no. Because I just want to know why it's having Virginia. Why Virginia's gone for Trump, for Biden, when it's like not even 1% of the vote in yet, hardly. That's the only thing I could suggest, is that the populace that's very liberal, that's gonna, when that comes in, because, you know, they don't call it unless they're guaranteed, pretty much. Got about 15 minutes left, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's going to be interesting. Yes, they have. I don't understand, because like there's like hardly anybody, there's hardly any votes in for Virginia, but they're giving it to Biden. I don't get that. I don't understand that, and I'm a political guy, and I don't understand, because like Indiana, oh, it's too early to call. I don't get it. There's only 1% of Virginia in. And Trump is way ahead, but I don't know how they call it for him. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Because usually by now, Indiana would already be, I can almost guarantee you by this time, by this time it was already, you know, Indiana already was like, Indiana was one of the first states declared. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Let me see where I'm at, folks. I got about 12 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. I think Trump will easily, I mean, Indiana should be called. It's 61 to like 39. And that's what I think, that there's going to be toss-up states that See, because like North Carolina and some of these states have gone red recently. So it's going to be interesting. You know, it's like, you know, of course, all these liberals are going to be, I remember when Hillary Clinton was up early and then bang, 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 bang. So I don't know. I just wonder how much of these states are like, because normally Indiana by now, and I'm wondering because of COVID, it's going to take longer to go through all this and all that crap. And like, if you look at South Carolina, he's got 72-26, but that's only 1% in. And I don't know. I just see these rallies and stuff, and I hope that those people got out and voted. Because, like, I mean, Biden didn't do hardly any campaigning. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting moving forward to see as the night moves on how much of this. That's what scares me, is like how much of this is going to translate into, well, we don't know anything yet because there's too many outstanding ballots. Yeah. Exactly. If you look, you know, like the popular, I don't understand this popular vote crap because, you know, we win even, well, the popular vote should know, because then the Electoral College should stand, period. I just see so many people walking away that, like, that I've not seen in many moons. There are so many people that, hey, this is the first time I've ever voted red. This is the first time I've ever done this or done that. And I'm like, what do we do? Where do we go? And it's just, I think we're in for a very long night, because normally by now you could call Indiana for Trump, and that the fact that it's going to be probably 8 o'clock or even later before we even know if Indiana. So it's. I think it's just going to be, I think it's going to be in for a long, long night, because I don't see. And that's the problem we have. And that's what concerns me, is you have so many people still that, okay, I'm a Democrat, I vote black. I'm a black, so I vote Democrat. And that's just what scares me. I mean, I don't look at Trump as, I look at Trump as someone that's actually standing up and taking, you know, it's like, look at all these liberals that say and do whatever they want to. When Trump does it, oh, how dare he? And what's crazy is when they've done some of these polls, whether they're true or not, like 75% of people support a mask mandate. And only like, I'm the 25% that does not support a wild mask, that doesn't support a mask mandate and doesn't support things, you know. Wow, I got about 6 minutes left in the program, folks, but it's going to be interesting to see. I think it's going to be a while because I think a lot of these states, it's going to be that way. It's going to be something where when you look at these states, I think there's going to be, because Indiana usually has come in by now. We only have 19% in. But you wonder, like, if you voted 3 weeks, like, is my vote already calculated in that 19%? Because I voted already, like a week ago. So that should have been factored in already. But there are states now that have 1% in when they probably have 20%. So factor that in. And that's the problem with these raw vote totals is you have like I said before, in Illinois, 92% of the state is conservative, but that big chunk of that Chicago area is very, very progressive liberal, and they have 90% of the population. I don't know. I've never understood this, you know, because to me, we're all humans. Do women support, you know, this and that? What percentage of men support Trump over women versus black versus white? We're all human beings. But there's so many people out there, and I'll harp on this to the day I die. That, like, okay, I'm black, I vote Democrat. I don't care. You ain't never going to change my vote. I don't care. I don't care what you show me. They care about me. Even though they enslaved me, they locked me up, they chained me, they did all this stuff. I don't know. It's because there's a lot of people that say that, oh, the women don't like Trump, and I don't know. But if you look at those rallies, I don't know. But then how can you vote for, but like I said, that they'll vote for Biden, creepy Biden. They don't care. Say, like Trump isn't, well, of course he is. Trump is where he is because of who he is. You know, I guess it started with, for me, with Obama, when I looked at people as human, and then, well, we have to have a woman as president, and like, why is there a notion that we have to have a black person or a white person or a Native American? Yeah, I've got about 2 minutes left. Thank you so much for tuning in to this. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be a long, long night. I really do believe that. I hope it's not, but I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this night. It's an election night special. Thank you. Thank you. I
wish you would be talking about the returns or at least something.
I have been talking about, but a lot of them, there's only like 1% in. So it's like, it's so.
I thought you were just going to do it different. I didn't realize how you were going to do it. We got 4 years or 2 years to improve it.
My wife, you know, you gotta love her, you know. Happy house, happy spouse.
Spouse is hungry. She's about ready to get hangry.
I know.
So, spouse ain't gonna be happy no more. That's more.
Well, I wanna thank you so much for tuning in. It's gonna be a long night. No matter what happens, folks, we need to come together as a nation, not divide. Thank you so much for tuning in. until next Tuesday, I'm going to thank you for joining me for this. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be a long night. And I think, you know, if you look, like, it's going to, all these numbers are going to change. So I think Indiana's going to go red with, but we'll find out. I will talk to you all later. Remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we will give each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night, and God bless. Goodbye.